Let's do this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. We're back.
I missed you so much.
Oh, wait. Are you talking to me or to the audience? It's me, right?
I was talking to my own picture in the Zoom. So that's we're funny. Zooming. We finally figured out how to charge the microphones in Zoom and we're trying
and
to
plug
do
them in to the computer.
Plug them in. So if we sound a little different, it's because, you know,
we're being safe.
Technology. There's also Natalie has two cats running around. I have three dogs and like a whole flock of birds outside.
I hear those little feet.
Yeah, you know, so it's disregard.
It's natural. It's our life. This is us.
Right.
And accept us. Accept us as we are.
Like, you don't even know how hard it was to get here. Like,
but we did.
So what have you been telling people who have asked you what has been going on with the show?
Not many people have asked me. I think they mostly asked you because you're the popular one. You're the popular kid.
I've been blaming it on you. I said I said, well, when she stops having block parties.
when I stop having super spreaders.
I did. I was like, she just doesn't learn.
Why do you do that to me? Why do you hate me? That's why nobody asks me questions.
I couldn't tell them the truth. That was that it's actually my fault.
That's not true. That's not true because for a while I went back to school. And so I was pretty busy with that.
You're
and so
pretty busy.
For a big chunk of the time that we were gone, it was because of me. So don't worry.
Okay. I mean, I guess we should catch everybody up. So this is going to be a catch-up episode. Catching up with the gals before we go into the newer episodes. Just kind of wanted to catch everybody up on what's been going on. You know, the elephant in the room. COVID crime and destruction. So we just kind of wanted to like touch base on what's actually been going on because it's been about 4 months, I think, if not longer.
Has it really? Wow.
I don't know. I started to do the math right now. I believe so.
Hey, but you know what? It's okay.
It really is. So also the holidays. In case you remember our last episode where Natalie talked about how long it takes her to bake this feast. I don't think she barely stopped baking in February. So like she's finally done with Christmas. So.
Oh my God.
But we're back. So
we are back.
We have a lot of stuff to catch up on and fill everybody up on. And so let's start with, again, the elephant in the room. COVID. Okay, let's talk about what's been going on, which is the reason we couldn't be in front of each other was
in the same room. I miss you so much.
I miss you so much. It was COVID, obviously, and everybody knows about COVID in the whole wide world. And first, I would like to extend our deepest condolences to anybody that's lost anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hadn't known anybody to pass until recently. And it was just so heartbreaking. I mean, we don't have to go into it, but it was so, so, so sad. And I finally saw it hit one of my close friends, close to home, and it's just devastating. And I'm so sorry to anybody that's lost anybody. And, there are no words. It's just, so sorry.
Yeah.
So with that being said, COVID, I think, is affecting a lot of people differently. I've heard so many stories of like some people just like losing their shit and then some people just like me, just like loving quarantine. I don't love COVID, but like loving what was quarantine all of last year. Yeah. How do you think, what did you get out of it? Like, what were some of the bad and good things for you?
I think some of the good things have just been that I've spent so much time with my family. Mm-hmm. especially like my baby brother. I haven't seen this much of him in years. And so I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed being able to just see him like randomly. I mean,
had to be locked away in his home for years.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But, so that's been nice. That's been nice. And, I've just had a lot of time to think about things and
alone with my thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, hello again, me.
Good morning, me.
I've had a lot of time to kind of get back to some hobbies that I used to have, but just didn't have the time for anymore. And mm-hmm. also new hobbies. Like I started gardening.
You did.
I grew some of the most healthy looking Swiss chard you will ever see. It's beautiful. And I just planted some more tomatoes, so we'll see how those go. And I planted some peas, sweet peas.
Oh my goodness. You should just start your own farmer's market.
I have exactly 2 tomatoes and 1 pea.
Yeah.
I have these seeds.
I own a million air plants. So
yeah, you do.
I think I told you earlier today that I own approximately 35 air plants. It was the only plant aside from succulents and cactus, which I have killed, that I cannot possibly kill.
Unless there's just like no air, and that's not going to happen. So
do you know though that it's false advertising because they don't actually only require air.
They do. Mm. You do need to water them, right?
Yes.
Like once a month. How often do you have to water them?
Well, you said once a month right now and it threw me off because I thought it was once a week.
I don't know. I don't know.
I am killing them softly and no, I don't even not. Know. Sorry.
Sure, they're fine. They look fine. They look very healthy.
Everybody took up plants. Mm-hmm. Everybody took up everything, which is fine because it's great for oxygen. So that's a great pro. What are some of the negative things you've taken from COVID?
Oh, you know, feeling kind of just terrified all the time.
Yeah.
Of many different things. Let's see here. Scared of racists. Scared of anyone in a pickup truck. I'm terrified of American flags now.
Like anybody that goes to IHOP still. Beware. Anybody that's I'll have the steak and eggs. Oh, dear God.
So I've never been this afraid in my entire life.
I think they were definitely empowered by...
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
I think they were definitely empowered for a while. And then, you know, now that everything, now that light has overtaken evil,
Who's that?
It's my dog.
Little angel.
I have 3 dogs. Okay. I have 2, but one was just abandoned to me. So out of the 3, if one, the one that's barking now, if she barks, like nobody cares. It's just such a high octave that if you're near her, you just instantly get stressed. And
I love her so much.
You want to just throw her against the wall. And then the other one barks and you're just like, okay. So maybe there's like a cat outside or like
happening.
Something, right?
Something's going on.
Because this one that's barking just barks at like when the earth circles the sun completely. Like she's like, I know it's happening.
One leaf falls from a tree and she's like, bah, bah,
bah, bah. Yeah. And then, but then there's the third one. And if that one barks, then I immediately get up and I run and I'm like, who's there?
That's so scary.
We have a system.
You've got a multi-tiered security.
Yeah, I've
system.
Got a 3-tiered team. So anyway, sorry for that. And she's gonna bark again because the mailman's about to come.
That's okay. They're doing their job.
Yeah. So what were we talking about? So COVID, yeah, that's definitely a fear. Yeah. I've heard a lot of people being afraid and still afraid. I personally have always been afraid.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I've always been afraid of germs. So bleaching and rinsing my groceries was never new.
Yeah.
I've always been afraid of men and people in general. Yeah. So my mace just, it's nothing really changed for me.
You're like, it's your time to shine, baby.
I should have been holding like online classes. Like This is how you live in fear, but you know, proactive fear, productive fear. Anyway,
man,
that's, it's real though. So many people are terrified, and there's just, because the news only, I mean, do you remember where it was like every day? It was like,
my stomach was just.
And you don't even watch the news.
My stomach was full of acid. It was just like.
There's just like, you're just popping Tums all day.
Oh my God. Like, and chamomile. I'm making another Manzanilla. I'll be right there. I'll be right there. My stomach hurts.
I was never like, yeah, obviously I was afraid of COVID. The news, I knew what they were doing. I knew what they were doing. Yeah. I was happy to be quarantined though. I was happy to work from home. It was so nice to like wake up late. I think really everybody needed to recharge. I think as a society, we were an American society, like we were burnt out, a lot of us.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know about American society. I'm just going to talk about people in LA. I think LAans were like so burnt out, because if you're not from LA, you don't understand like the commutes. You know, if you want to work anywhere, you know, it's like an hour and a half. It was 2 hours and 10 minutes every day. Mm. And, you know, you could live closer to work, but then your rent is like, what were we paying? Like $2,500 almost, you know? Look, I'm stressed just talking about it. Anyway, I think everybody was burnt out, and I felt like I needed that time at home. I needed to feel like I could wake up at fucking 7 instead of 4.
I was luxury. So happy.
how nice, just like birds chirping outside, like dogs barking, like just like wow. So I really enjoyed that part of quarantine, and you know,
I'm kind of sad
that it's over and there's traffic again, and like everybody's just having a ball at the promenade.
Like
breathing everywhere. I also love the COVID test, because you know how I love medical exams, and I recently left a job that was testing me 3 times a week, and I don't think I was ever late for one COVID test. I was like, I'm here, check me in, date of birth, 9/16, you know, like, I was like, so, you know, just, anyway, that's me. But I've noticed that now that, okay, so here's kind of like the questionable. Do you feel like now that COVID's over and the news is covering real things, do you feel like they're suddenly covering more crime? Like, is more crime happening, or are they just covering it more? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it feels like there's more crime, but maybe that's just because I'm paying more attention than I used to.
Right.
Where I am, it feels like it's up. It feels like every day I'm reading about another shooting, or like the other day, like there was like some guy got drunk and like slashed his roommate's face with a knife.
Oh my God.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Was that near you?
I don't remember where it was. It was in the same city though.
I feel like people are just doing like old school PCP, like the kind that makes you, like, they're just like, fuck it, you know? And like somebody found a stash of like old school Washington DC PCP, and they're just like, we're just gonna do all these drugs. They shan't go to waste.
I don't know, man.
That's scary. I mean, you know how I love wild police pursuit chases, and
you really do.
It's my passion, and like I'm always rooting for the person in, you know, being chased. Anyway, like I notice there's so many that I can't catch up, because like, you know, I like to record them and I like to post them and like
put. Do you have a whole closet full of recordings?
I like to make stories of music, like into movies to me, and like. It's so hard. Like, I can't catch up. I'm like, oh, what about this one? And then people are like, did you see this? I'm like, no. Just panic. Like, dear God, how could I miss it?
Anyway. Like, don't tell me. Don't spoil it. Oh, my God.
So it's just been like, I just can't catch up. So now, my point is, I don't know if there is more crime, or if they're just like always the same crime because it's Los Angeles.
I don't know.
I feel like again, nothing changed for me because I've always been afraid and suspicious of everyone. And the other day, the third dog, the one I told you, the alert, the third dog started barking.
Level
three, my third tier level, you know, hyper red dog started barking at 3 a.m. And I immediately stood up and I looked out the window and I waited to see what I saw. I was waiting for some cat to go by. And then minutes later, this man comes out of my porch. And you know what? If he had been like a drug addict looking guy, like all skinny, like, all right, you know what? Take a seat. Take a nap. Like you're going through something. But it was this very tall, very burly man. And he creeped out of my porch so slowly. I was so scared, but like scared in the sense where I get like so angry.
Yeah.
So I immediately bought the Ring app.
Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, like I already sleep with mace, multiple knives, scissors. I have several drills. There's several booby traps in around my house that like it's genius. Like if anybody tries to come in through the back door, trust me. There's like a domino effect set up.
They're
in
gonna
back
get
patio.
An anvil dropped on their
yeah,
head.
It's like the minute somebody either jumps over or opens the patio back gate, it like sets off a chair that sets off a series of items falling. And it's like, good luck, Fred, because like the fire department will be here before you can get inside. Anyway, and so in my front porch, you know, I just never thought about like, you know, cause it's just like rock solid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this happened and I freaked out because I was like, there, you know what? This was a test. This was a test. Yeah. I'm not prepared. And so I got the Ring app and I got several, just a whole thing. It's like a jail here. And I might as well have barbed wire. So then anyway, also I want everybody to know, there's nothing to steal here. I'm like those people, like those Mexicans that have pit bulls and it's like the shittiest house. And you're just like, what the fuck are you guarding? Like there's nothing in there, but like a toaster. There's nothing to steal in my house except like my virginity. Like, please, like there's nothing to, there's nothing to take. And you're not going to get that. Anyway, I got the Ring app and now like it goes off for anything, like the fire truck, the garbage truck, this little kid on a bike, like everything. I'll be anywhere, a butterfly, my bird friends, like, and I'll be anywhere and I'll get the alert and I'll like pull over and I'll like look at it and I'll go live and I'm just like, it's the best thing for people like me
that's great.
Suspicious of everyone, even children, especially children. And anyway, so I got the Ring app because of that. And the thing is that there's this random bed frame in my porch. Don't ask me why, it's just there.
No question.
It was one of those situations where it was like, we don't want it to look like super shitty outside. We don't want to be those people, but now it's just lives in the porch and like, we're all too proud to like take it out. So anyway, it's just there. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck the dog. Like, I wish she hadn't barked. And like, the guy had just, maybe that's what he wanted. He wanted metal scraps. And like, he just wanted the metal. Well, and like, now I wish he'd taken it. And like, he wasn't scared off. I was like, I don't want it.
I don't know. I feel like 3 a.m. isn't the time to be getting scrap metal.
Well,
like,
3 a.m. is definitely the devil's hour, as you all know. So everything the devil comes out at that hour, as I learned as a child. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like crime up, or are, you know, we just more exposed to it now that COVID's over. Who knows?
I'd like to
hear from a criminal. Please call us in. I'd like to hear from anybody who could.
I mean, I was going to say, let's
email
ask our listeners.
But yeah,
if
listeners,
you're a criminal,
tell us.
Also, sure.
If this is your career, I love an interview. I promise you safety and, like, you know, nobody will know. Anyway.
And this is a judgment-free zone, sort of.
Judgment-free zone.
So, we both kind of have come into this
new phase
of like starting over. We're both at different points in our life. We're both kind of starting fresh, starting over.
We're both at a point in our life where the last, I want to say, 5 or so years have been kind of the same. We were working towards one particular goal, and now suddenly with COVID, and at the same time, our lives changed. So we're starting over.
Yeah.
Like I feel a lot of people might be going through.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I went to school at the end of last year. I only took one class, but still, I went to school because that was all I needed.
Everybody was picturing you with like a backpack full of books.
Like, I am studying so hard. I took one class. Okay, I took one class.
Taking it so serious, like the one from 90210, the older gal that was always like, you're not in high school. Like, she was always
look, I went to school. I took a class because that was all I needed to get my AA. And I could finally finish something for once in my life.
Finally. That's the biggest, that's the thing though. It's like, you were like, you know what? I haven't finished this and I'm going to finish it.
Now's the time.
Kills me.
Although I still technically don't know if I've actually received it because I have been emailing the school nonstop. They're like, we're still waiting. It's going to take some time. I'm like, does it normally take 3 months to find out if you got it? Because
no, you know what?
Doesn't feel right.
So that's just a load of bullshit. Like everybody in every office everywhere probably has like an automatic message reply that's like, oh, due to COVID, we have like, what is it about COVID and you working from your house that makes it so much harder?
Because they have to take breaks to play with their pets. I don't blame them. In that case, it's fine. Anyway, so I did that. And I've been kind of job hunting and I've had some interviews. Right. I've had some interviews, haven't gotten anything yet. but I've also kind of come to the realization that I want to finally do something that I actually like. I've always been a creative person.
Always.
I'm the happiest when I'm making something, whether it's art or food, mostly food. I love cooking. I love baking. So I've been kind of getting back to my little baking side hustle.
Yes. Tell us about that because I feel like you don't talk about it enough and it's so good.
Thank you. I do cakes, cupcakes, cookies. I did my first, finally, after talking about it for like 50 years, and I finally did it. I did it for Valentine's Day. I made little Valentine's boxes. I was pretty proud of them. I did pretty well. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to do this.
It was so good. What do you mean? They were so ridiculously good that. Did you hear a big thump right now?
I did. What was that?
Oh, it's my upstairs neighbor with their fucking cinder block shoes, just like moving furniture again. And like having hockey competitions, like fuck, man.
It's why? Like that commercial where they're like they move into a place and they're like, we have a clogging problem and it's a family wearing clogs. Just like
like how many of you live up there? And then you know what? Sometimes okay, let me just rant. So 1 minute.
Fine. This is place.
There's this big part of the house that is not doesn't have a second story. It's a big part of the house that's single and, you know, there's nothing above us in this part. Okay. It's actually the part I'm in now. And it's the second living room area. Mm-hmm. So there's nobody above us. But tell me why. Fucking nonstop. I hear footsteps up top. And it's not ghost shit. No, it's not.
Because they're walking it's on the damn roof.
And I'm like, you're mean to tell me.
They have a storage container up
there. Yeah, I'm like, you jumped over the balcony, your porch balcony. You jumped over that to get onto my roof. And what are you, like fucking giving fucking dance lessons? Like, what are you doing up there? It's so disturbing. And the other day, they took a wind blower. They must have been like, oh, there's a lot of leaves on our view here. And they took a leaf blower and they blew the leaves onto my patio.
Of course.
Okay. And I go outside, okay, to check on my 100 birds friends that come by. And there's just like a layer of like 3 inches of like leaves. And I was raging. I was like, what the fuck? Like, how can I love thy neighbor when this is my neighbor? Like, like this, that's that. Anyway, that's it. That's all I want to say.
It's okay.
Cry, you're so upset.
Don't cry. We have to be happy. Remember,
okay,
we're starting
over. We're happy. We're starting over. We're starting over.
It's our time to do things that make us happy.
That's right.
Don't settle for bullshit. No more settling for bullshit. Damn it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be more positive and just have a better outlook and only do things that make me happy, if and when possible. And yeah, so how about you? Yeah. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been crying. Just kidding. I don't cry my own tears. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do.
I had a rough time.
Yeah.
I had been working since 2019, I believe, at a place where I had been dreaming of working for since the Anna Nicole Smith purse came out years ago, the 90s. Needless to say, I won't mention the company. And it was one of those, for me, very, you know, big moments in my life. And I was so happy to start that job. And it was so disappointing the way it ended. And, you know, I had to really take a stand for myself at the end and stand up for what was right. And I was experiencing a lot of racism, sexism, just overall mistreatment. I wasn't getting paid as much as other races were and men were. And I just was so tired of it because I got to the point where I, you know, I asked for any option, like, what are my options? I'd like to move up. And I was just kind of told, like, you know, well, we have to see if so-and-so is in a good mood that day to like ask.
Oh, great.
It was there. And, you know, I got to the point where I just was like, no, like, I'm not being valued here. And, you know, I've spent years to dedicated to the fashion industry. And it's just been such a struggle for a brown, chubby girl that doesn't have any college. It's just been a struggle, but I made it to the, I mean, I made it. And, but I got to the point where it was like, now we're kind of in a time that it's like, people are afraid of you speaking up. Before, it was like, if you spoke up about something like this, you were kind of shunned and nobody would hire you anymore. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of like, oh dear God, I hope she doesn't bring up the fact that I called her, you know, incompetent because she's Mexican. You know, like, I hope, you know, they don't bring this up. So, oh, how the times have shifted. And so anyway, everybody thinks I'm suing them. I'm not. not because I don't want to. I want to. It's because I just don't have the energy to be like talking to lawyers. I'm like,
yeah,
it's one of those things that's like, this isn't a battle against, is she right or not? Let's sue her. No, it's not. This isn't a thing, a court. Like, you did something wrong. I'm calling you out on it. You don't deserve me. Goodbye. That's it. Anyway, so I did that whole thing and I was so happy I stood up for myself. I was so proud of myself for standing up for myself and standing up for anybody, person of color and female, you know.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of myself. And then, you know, another opportunity presented itself for me to go to Hollywood. You're gonna Hollywood. And I took a chance and I said, okay, I'm going to start a whole new career. So my initial thought was like, I'll get into costumes. Mm-hmm. And I got a great job with a very big studio in Los Angeles that everybody knows. And I started obviously at the bottom as a costumes PA.
Hey, that's okay.
And oh my God, you know, I was not ready for that. It was, I mean, I feel like that'll be its own episode at one point. The mistreatment of PAs. Wow. Awful. So it was definitely a fun, interesting experience. As you can imagine, I was the oldest PA. I was, you know, I'm 34 and the other girls are like 22. And I'm getting paid to like pick up lunch, you know. It was cool and I was learning a lot. I was working with a very well-known stylist designer and it was a lot of fun. It was so cool to be on a set. It was cool to like see it all happen and be around, you know, actors and trailers and everything. And I was in costume, so I was around all the fun clothes. And then there was the other side of it that was like, excuse me, you know, like one day they, you know, there was a whole mishap and I'm going to say me, but I know in my heart it wasn't me. I, in quotes, forgot an egg roll, in quotes. And
dear God, no.
Oh my God. It was LOL, OMG, WTF. It was like, so I pick up lunch. I come back to the set and I drop it off and they're like, hey, you know, so-and-so's missing an egg roll. Okay. They made me go back miles and miles to pick up a fucking egg roll. I get the egg roll while I'm there. Turns out 100 other people want an egg roll. Okay, great. These other people happen to be more important. So as far as like status, so then I have to make sure they get an egg roll, right? And they are not at the same place where the other people are. They're like 27 miles away. So like on set and like, okay. So then I had to drive all the way over there and like the initial person couldn't wait for that egg roll. So like the other PA had to come meet me somewhere to pick up that egg roll to take it to the original person. And then I had to drive the other egg rolls to like the other people on the other set. And then I can come back and eat my lunch. And you know, I wasn't expecting a thank you. I wasn't expecting anything. Cause like, whatever.
Yeah.
But the only thing I got was like, somebody telling me, you got to make sure that you eat on your own time. Like, we're not responsible for you to eat lunch. So like, you make sure you take your 30 minutes. So, you know, et cetera. And forever now, I'm going to refer to, you know, what the fuck situations as it's the egg roll all over again, because that's what I've been referring to everything since then. Like, what the fuck? The sense of entitlement that some people have is mm-hmm. insane. I understand it. I get it. Hollywood is a different industry. And look, I was willing to do it because I was like, this is what I signed up for. This is what I signed up for. And I'm down.
Yeah.
But I just, part of me is like, wow, that's an industry that is so oldies, so antique. Like the way they think is
so,
yeah, in a bad way, oldies. It's so antiquated the way they think and the what they think is okay. And maybe I just had a different experience. I'm sure that it's not all that way, but I definitely saw like a lot of the stuff you imagine it was real. But you know, since I don't care about anything, I didn't take it personal and I just was like, I just don't, you know, it was like, all right, whatever. It's fine. It's not personal. It's whatever. Yeah. And so I think, that was kind of experience. And anyway, it just was not for me. I'll say that, but I had a lot of fun. I learned some cool hacks to styling.
Oh,
you know, as you know, I do that on the side world. And I learned some cool hacks and you know what? Had a great time, had a lot of LOLs. And I do want to say two things though.
Okay.
One was that I met the most amazing Gen Z-er ever. I won't even mention her name because I don't have the rights to that. But I met the most amazing Gen Z 22-year-old young woman, and she has opened my eyes to so many things. And two, I had three ghost experiences. I'll tell them real quick.
Oh my God, ready,
okay. Okay. So imagine that we're on an old North Hollywood set, right? We're on an old warehouse set.
Okay.
And the first one was that they were filming at the studio, at our set studio that day, and everything was dark. And there, imagine, okay, close your eyes. Imagine it's like this huge warehouse, everything's pitch dark, and there's this one lane, the width of one person, that you can walk towards to the next office. Okay. And it's probably about 300 yards long. And so I'm walking and there's like a very, very mild glow-in-the-dark line that you can see, so you can know where you're going. But if you're walking on it and you run into somebody, you'll hit them. That's how narrow it is, okay?
Okay.
So I'm walking one day, and as I'm walking in the pitch dark, I hear some in my ear, I hear two people talking about the lighting and like something about the set. And it was two men in my ear. Like I felt the breath. And I was just like, dear God, just get me out of here. I just want to go to the bathroom. And like, I just kept going. And I just said, Stephanie, just walk to the light, walk to the light, walk to the light. And I just kept going. And I just tried to forget about it. Okay. I was like, forget about it. This is an old studio. It's probably like a cool old light guy that just is here. You know, he lives here forever. His heart is in here.
He's doing his job.
Yeah. Okay. So then it was either the next day or a few days later, I'm in my costumes room. And if you can imagine it, the costumes area was like an old dressing room. So there was about four or five huge vanity mirrors, like it really beautiful. It was really cool. And so I'm in there and I'm printing, right? And my fucking mouse starts moving on its own.
No.
And oh.
No. No.
I tried to record it. And every time I tried to record it, it lagged and it stopped. And I was like, no, fuck you, dude. Like, how fucking dare you? You know I've been waiting for this to happen to me my whole life. And like,
and the ghost is
now
like,
it's happening. You? And you are making me seem like I'm an imposter. Like, how dare you? So I was like, oh God. I tried to record it. I think I have the recording of nothing because I was trying so hard to record it. And I think the most you can see on that one is, which I'll send you later, is the mouse on my screen. Barely flinching, like vibrating. But barely. Anyway, that happened. Okay, and then a few days later, it must have been something going around. This one isn't as scary. It was just weird. I'm going through all the bags that the shoppers are bringing in, and part of my job was to hang them up and all that stuff. And so I'm hanging it up, and in one of the bags, there's this item, and I don't even remember what it was. It was like a personal item, and I knew it was personal. It was used, and I went to her and I said, "Hey, I think this is yours." It's like, it's, you know, and she gives me this look like, "How did you get this?" You know, and I was like, "I don't know. It was in the bag." she was like, "No, Steph. Like this is like this is from my house." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure. It could be from, you know, the forest for all I care. Like, I don't care where it's from, but it's yours, right?" And she, but the look in her face and her eyes was like, "No, but how did you get this?" kind of thing. Like, and I just was like, you know what? I stop there. Like, I'm not going to ask you anymore. I don't want to know. And I ended up telling her, like, "Listen, some shit's been happening to me here. Like, I know the spirits are drawn to me, but like, this, you just take it. Like, here you go. Goodbye." And I just walked away and I was just like, "Please, Lord, let that be it." And then after that, that was it. I mean, whatever. It was scary. Anyway, the egg rolls and the ghost and
egg rolls.
I ate great every day though. It was like vegan friendly, and it was all a bunch of like cool shit from places that I could never afford. And, you know, I left and it was, you know, well, it's cool. It's different. Cool experience. So that's what I did. But I don't know if I'll go back. I don't know. I'm in the middle of trying to figure out what I'm going to do. So like you, I'm starting over.
Yeah.
And like you, I think we're both in that place where I'm no longer willing to take bullshit. I'm no longer willing to take racism, sexism, ageism from any job, any employer. I'm like ready to stand up for myself in a different way now. Like, like, look, there's no more, "Oh, you can grow." Like, no, I need to be where I need to be. You know, I've proven enough. And what a great time to do it. Everything's changing. People are finally being called out for these things. And somebody actually tried to use me standing up for myself against me. and be like, oh, well, you know, she's done this before. And yeah, I'll do it again. And I'll call you out right now. Don't stop me. I'm so sick of that. I mean, that made me sick to my stomach. The fact that there are still people out there that think that calling out such insane treatment of people, abusive treatment, is a negative. They're still looking at it as a reason to shun somebody. Fuck off. Like, I just hope that nobody is in a situation still where they feel like they can't speak up.
Yeah.
It's time that we stand up for ourselves.
Yes.
As women of color, or not, whoever you are, like, stop taking shit. Do it in the right way, the professional way, but do it. If we all do it, if we all start standing up for ourselves, then, you know, it'll be easier.
It'll become the norm.
It'll become the norm. And that's one of the things I took out of this whole starting over COVID time, was that I spent a lot of time tapping in and listening and with Gen Z. And you know what? I fucking love Gen Z. Somebody made a comment on this last job about my weight. And look, in my eyes, if you ask me, since birth, I have been perfect. Like, every pound is perfect. And I feel like I've been the only one that felt that way about me my whole life. Everybody's like, oh, well, you know, you could just go jogging. I already do. Anyway, so somebody made a comment, and I was retelling this incident to this person. And the person, I noticed that I immediately made that part of it kind of like shocking. Like, can you believe that they, oh my God. And the person was like, didn't understand why that was like, why I was so shocked. Right. They were like, she was like, but what? That doesn't make sense because you're normal. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, could it be like all the stars are aligning? What I have always said, I was normal and I was perfect. But I felt the need to cover that, to put a blanket over that and be like, oh, but look, to them, it's not, you know? And I was like, for once, that comment shouldn't have hurt me in someone else's eyes. Does that make sense? In someone else's eyes, that comment wasn't hurtful because it was no longer a negative to be thick, curvy, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I was so happy that I was like, great, I could throw this part of the story out the window and wonderful. You know, I could focus on the racist comments that were made instead. Anyway, I love Gen Z. I love spending that time with them. They open my eyes to a lot of things. And so with that, I think we can kind of transition into saying that when we started this podcast, we had a lot of topics that we were ready. Like, I remember you and I, we went to Joshua Tree and we were like, spent a whole weekend together. We're like, boom, 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 boom. These are the topics we're going to hit.
Yeah.
And I was so sure about them. I was so sure about them and like what I wanted to say. And now, like, it hasn't even been a year. I feel completely different about so many of those things.
Yeah. A lot
so
of
different.
Has changed. So much has changed in such a short period of time.
And I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. So we're going to announce now that since we're doing things that we love, we're only going to devote time to things we love. You know, finally, we're like, you know what? Let's just devote the podcast to what we fucking love, which is conspiracies, true crime, murder, cryptic things. But look, we're going to do it our way with a twist.
Yes.
We're not going to touch on the basic, like, Manson, Ramirez. It's definitely going to be some... Yeah, there is enough of that. I think we're definitely going to try and make this different and also hit on current things that are happening now. So we hope that everybody still joins us and has a good time. And
yay.
We're going to try and make it the best show possible. And we're excited to all be vaccinated and hopefully start a new wave, because we have so many people that want to be guests. Like,
oh,
I know we only have 2 listeners, but like, guess what?
Hey,
like, we have a lot of people that reached out to be guests. We received so many messages talking about when were you guys going to have a new episode. And a lot of people, amiga, believe it or not, loved the bonus episodes more than the actual like episodes. And they kept saying, like, I heard several times, like, wow, Natalie, the way she tells a story. And I was like, oh yeah, what about me, huh? And so I took it very personal.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just taking the thunder. Sorry, it's I'm okay. just taking the thunder here, but no. Yeah.
I think we're gonna have fun. I think as long as like it's coming from a place of like that kind of excitement and just like being fucking pumped about something, it'll
which is what excites us.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, I want to tell you something though. I heard a news thing that the reason people are so drawn to crime is because it releases a special hormone, like almost like a dopamine endorphin. And so I was like, oh my God, that's what it is. Like, it's a drug. It's always been my drug. I've always known, but like now there's science behind it. And you know, I love science. So if you love murder podcasts and conspiracies and all that shit, guess what? It's because you just love being high.
You just love feeling good.
You just like feeling good. Because you're happy. You're practically on 90s PCP. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. Yeah. Okay. We also had some shout outs we wanted to give out. Oh, Amiga?
Yeah. So I kind of went on this little mini journey where I kind of wanted to like rediscover like not just my roots but just my like
everything. A journey to Argentina.
I mean just my roots, but just like I'm scared of losing my Spanish, I'm scared of losing my culture. I wanted to like immerse myself, so for like a really short period of time I just packed it with like movies in Spanish and like music, and I found all these podcasts that I started listening to, and one of my absolute favorites, if you're listening, please, I'm such a fan, but it's called, I feel like I'm so embarrassed, I feel like they're watching me, it's called Leyendas Legendarias, and it's these three guys, they're based in Mexico, and they just talk about crime and murder and all the fun shit that we love, and they're so fucking funny.
They're so funny.
Holy shit, they're so funny. They make me like piss my pants laughing every time. And it's so nice to be able to put something on like that and just kind of forget about all the bullshit. And they're just hilarious and they're really smart and I love them. And so
she wants to marry you. My friend actually did the music for their show.
That's super cool.
It was awesome. Super. You know how they say the 6 degrees? Yeah, you know everybody in the world by like six people.
Is Kevin Bacon part of this?
Listen, now that I'm now that I went to Hollywood, you know everyone apparently.
Oh my god,
that's great. Okay. I love that you're trying to get in touch with your roots, and I want to tell you a one-minute story about your roots.
Oh.
So, you know, you and I, well, nobody knows. Natalie and I have pretty much grown up together at this point because we met when I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And you were 15 or 16.
Little babies.
So I, you know, we've grown up together. And so whenever I hear anything that has to do with like your cultures, like foods and stuff, mm-hmm. I talk like how I've learned to say it through you, right? So like your family says morcilla, right?
Yeah.
And I fucking love morcilla. So anyway,
because I fucking hate it.
I love it so much. It's like, what's better than blood? Okay, so it's so dark. So then we go to this restaurant because you know I'm fancy.
Yeah.
And restaurants, by the way, that I can't afford. So like, anyway, I'm there.
That's beside the point.
How I'm paying for this, who knows? I might just be washing the dishes for them. Anyway, so I go and it's this Argentine place, very well known here in our area. And I'm ordering the morcilla, right? So then the guy comes and I'm like so excited. He's like, okay, for you, miss, what will you have? And I go, oh, a mí me da la morcilla. And he looked at me like, First of all, why the fuck are you talking Spanish when I spoke to you in English? And second of all, what the fuck did you say? And he's like, la morcilla? And I was like la morcilla. It's like, oh my God. And my loved one was like, he was like, God, Stephanie, like, he's like, what, are you going to go to a Jamaican restaurant and speak in a Jamaican accent?
Maybe you will.
Maybe I will. Like, what are you going to do next? Like, what will you do? And listen, it's the right way. Like, and I stand by it. It's like getting mad at somebody for going to a Mexican place and saying it right. Like,
yeah.
Tortas instead of like tortas.
Torta.
Ahogada. Drowned torta. Like anyway.
Oh, I love Marcia,
and I'm so happy you're getting in touch with your roots.
Thank you. I'm also getting in touch with your roots because I've been watching the Mi Rancho. What is it called? The Mi Rancho Tu Cocina?
Are God, you like, oh my God, Stephanie?
Can I just
shenanigans finally make sense?
God bless that precious, precious woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love her so much.
You're an amazing cook, and you always just know. I'm also an amazing cook, but only for Mexican dishes. I don't know how to make anything else.
That's not true.
It is. It is. And I try to do things. Like, I try to do baking, and Natalie sent me all these pans and stuff. And I just was like, yeah. And everything I made, my mom would come and try it. She would tell me how disgusting it was. She was just, and then and also the reason I stopped baking was because my mom would come and try everything, and she'd be like, this is nasty. This is disgusting. And then eat it all and leave me none. And I would be like, well, I would like agree with you, except I don't know what it tasted like because you ate it all. So I'm like, yeah, anyway, this was supposed to be an ending.
No, it's okay.
Shout out, actually. A shout out.
Oh yeah, the shout out. Oh, you had one.
I do. I have two shout outs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. My first shout out is to everybody that reached out to us.
Yes.
Natalie doesn't know because I run the page, but so many people reached out to us asking when we were going to have new episodes, and that made me feel really good. Sorry, Natalie, I should have told you when this was happening.
That's okay.
So you could feel really good, but I kept
that high to myself. I feel good right now.
So thank you to everybody that reached out and that listened, and everybody that said they laughed. That was the point. And you. Thank God. And secondly, a special shout out to my mailman and all the people that deliver everything, because first of all, what the fuck, where are all these cartons going? I hope everybody's recycling the right way. And secondly, bless these people, bless everybody that has been working, and because they had to, fuck, man. So many people had the privilege of staying at home or collecting unemployment, some people. And wow, these people, I say this because I reported my mailman once because he lost something, and now I feel endless Catholic guilt. And my last shout out goes to my friend Moises, Vaquero, and he actually made our theme song. And I've been meaning to thank him for like a million episodes, and I'm finally getting to it. And because just so you know, we had this one day, we're like, let's do a podcast, great. And then the next day we were like, all right, let's do it. And then I text him like, hey, you think you can make me a theme song, like, I don't know, something, cumbia, Tigres del Norte, like anything, Tigers of the North. And he, like, within minutes, like, no, seriously, I think it was the next day, he sent me our link. And this was just supposed to be, like, the the rough draft, like the inspo, and then I was like, no, it's great, I'll use it, and it became our theme. And so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moises is actually one of the original members of Los Abandoned and countless other bands. He's from Mexico City. He's just very, very, very talented musician, and he actually recently opened up his own label called Artesana. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where this goes. It's so amazing to see a local artist. And I think with COVID, everybody found a new way. All the artists found a new way to go through live stream and provide music.
People had to get really creative.
So thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that has supported us. Sorry, Natalie, I've been talking for so long that my voice, my throat hurts.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's been a long time coming.
I had a lot to say. I had a song in my heart. yeah. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. We will be back soon.
Soon. Please follow up on follow us on Instagram.
Yes, please
it's,
do.
What is our Instagram?
I don't remember.
Let's look it up. Okay, it's cry_now_smile_later_podcast. And I'm still paying for that email. Okay. info@cnslpodcast.com. Like we said earlier, any professional criminals that want to share their career criminal story. Also, any cool stories, conspiracy, anything that's been going on, let us know. We want to hear from everybody. We hope to be able to have guests soon.
Yes. Yeah. If there's any topics that you think we should cover, let us know, please.
Yeah. We're excited.
Yeah. All right. Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think we're done. That was really fun. I miss you so much.
I miss you so much.
I can't wait to see you and have a coffee party.
Oh my God. I got an espresso.
I can't wait to talk about that. I'm so excited.
Should have. That's actually the whole highlight of everything. Fuck. I mean, espresso.
Delete everything.
My father. Let's just start over.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.